The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today, and as we do each week, our good friend from HouseLogic.com, Pamela Gertz-Cavati, is joining us. HouseLogic.com, brought to you by the NAR, featuring everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Welcome back, Pamela. How are you?
I'm just terrific today, Gil. How are you?
I am very, very good. I'm going to consider whether I'm terrific. I'll be terrific by the end of this segment with you.
All right, good. I'm glad.
Great. What have you got for us today?
I've got a little phrase that's guaranteed to make your whole house better, easier, and even safer.
Okay. What is it?
It's universal design.
And people are going, ooh. And then they're going, hold it. I have no idea what that means. But that used to be what we used to call handicap accessible, right?
That's right. That's right. But today, the term universal design has a much broader meaning. In fact, you can apply it to any house, and anyone can benefit from the principles of universal design. So let me give you an example. Say you're in your 50s or 60s, and you really love your current home, right? Because we're talking about house love this week. So, and the community you're in, you love it, and you know now that you probably want to stay in that house for as long as you possibly can as you get older. So putting elements of universal design in your home now can really help you age in place, as they say, and live independently as long as possible.
Okay, so tell me about universal design, how it's going to make my life easier.
Well, universal design is really about making common sense choices for your home environment. You know, whether you're remodeling or building a new house, it's about the big things like having plenty of adequate lighting, and it's about the small things like the switches you use to turn your lighting on and off.
Okay. Now, except in my uncle's basement, because he put in the switches himself, and so it's down for on and up for off, and that's just my uncle.
There you go.
But for most of the rest of us, I mean, light switches are pretty much the same, aren't they?
Well, you know, you might think that, but think about those rocker switches, the kind with those big fat toggles that pivot in the middle. You can switch them on and off so easily with your finger, the back of your hand, even your elbow if you have to. That's a great example of universal design.
Okay, and I can see why that might be handy for somebody with limited mobility, somebody who's a little older, but a lot of people are listening to this and saying, well, what about me? Why would I need a rocker switch?
Well, so here you go. Think about coming home from the store, okay? And you got an arm full of groceries, or maybe you're a mom, you're coming in, you got a small child in your arms. If you had to, and the house is dark, if you had to, you could flip on that switch with your elbow. You're not going to spill any tomatoes all over the floor or, heaven forbid, drop your little one. So
okay, I got it.
You know, that's the beauty of universal design. It isn't really for a certain group of people. It's for everybody. There's benefits all around.
Okay, so that being said, is there any real difference? Is this just a new term, or is there any real difference between accessible design and universal design?
Yeah, that is a great question. Accessible design generally refers to local, state, and federal laws that require buildings to be built in a certain way. So you've seen them, the doorways that are wide enough to accommodate wheelchairs and buildings that have ramps on them. You see a lot of accessible design in public buildings. But and probably the most well-known law is the American with Disabilities Act of 1990. The ADA helps guarantee equal opportunity for people with disabilities, and accessible design principles help architects and designers comply with the ADA.
Okay, but I take it if we're talking about universal design for everybody, we're not talking necessarily by putting ramps up to all the doors and everything. So what's universal design?
No, universal design uses many of the same ideas and guidelines, but applies them in everyday living. And it adapts beautifully to some of the trends we see in real estate today. For example, multi-generational households, you know, where you have folks from all different age groups, from the very young to the more wise and advanced among us, living under one roof. And universal design is very flexible. It accommodates the changing needs of people as they age. And as I mentioned earlier, it's great for people who want to live in their house as long as possible. You know, really the trend they call aging in place. And in fact, here's some great news. Some studies suggest that staying in your house as you age can actually help you live a longer, happier life.
Okay, but the objection I can see some people having is they're thinking of universal design and they're thinking, oh, if we're talking about, you know, bars and the bathtub and that kind of thing, can't it make a home look sort of, you know, like an institution?
Well, it could, but that's absolutely not what we're talking about. In fact, good universal design is really virtually transparent. You shouldn't even really know it's there.
Well, give me an example of that.
Okay, there's so much to talk about, so let me concentrate on one particular room. How about the bathroom?
All right.
This is
good.
A great place to renovate or build with universal design in mind.
All right. So the big concern when it comes to the bathroom is how to make it safer. That's why I brought up the thing about the bars, which very often older or disabled people need. How does universal design make the bathroom safer but still look nice?
Okay, so let's talk about the floor in your bathroom. Getting water on the floor is pretty easy to do in a bathroom, right?
Oh, okay, sure. And we're talking about a young family with kids. It happens all the time.
Yeah, exactly. My little guy always gets water on the floor. And water can make for really slippery footing. You know, you can slip on it, especially with tile. So you want to choose your flooring in the bathroom that really helps prevent slips and accidental falls. You can find great-looking glass and glazed ceramic tiles with special anti-slip finishes that are going to give you terrific traction even when they're wet. And when you're shopping, you just ask for tiles that meet the slip-resistant standards under the Americans with Disabilities Act. And then you know how those grout lines, you have to put grout lines between tile, right?
Right.
Well, the more grout lines, the more texture you have, which increases your traction on tile, too. So the smaller the tile, the more grout lines you're going to have, the better off you are in terms of a slip-proof floor. So using 2x2-inch tiles produces lots of grout lines. And using mosaic tile, those are the tiny ones that are 1x1-inch or smaller, they make a terrific non-slip floor. And mosaic tiles with anti-slip surfaces run about $4 to $10 per square foot, and they look fantastic in the bathroom.
So it's both beautiful and safe.
Exactly, exactly. One of the other great things about universal design is that you don't have to compromise on appealing looks to get the benefits of it.
Okay, and that's a big worry. And again, especially in the bathroom where I talked about it, you know, can make it look institutional before. So give me some more ideas in the bathroom where you can use universal design.
Sure, absolutely. How about those lever-type handles for your sink or bathtub? They're a lot easier to use than the twist-type knobs or handles, you know, to turn the water on and off.
Yeah.
And for especially for those people with limited dexterity, those kind of twisty-turny things are hard for kids, for little ones. They're hard for older folks. They're hard for people with some health issues. And those lever-style ones, they're available now in many styles, all kinds of finishes that go with all kinds of things. They're really beautiful, and they're at comparable prices. So, and while we're on the subject, you know how most bathtubs have faucets and handles that are centered on the tub? Well, that's great when you're in the tub, but what about when you're not in the tub and you're trying to reach over to get them? So if you offset the handles, locating them closer to the outside edge of the tub, you make them much easier to get to for your young folks, for your older folks. It's great for everybody with limited range of motion.
Which is great, because so we're not talking about a major overhaul of a home.
No, not necessarily. A lot of it is just about common sense.
Great. Pamela Gertz-Cabotti, as always, thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.